welding on the sigyot sli, what's called the idea of kulya, roasting the kidney together with its fat. Makara to the South Indian, Gemara in Chulin, Tarek Zayin, the big general of Chulin says, the gdi that got roasted together with his cowboy, is Osir Afid Morish Osmari. Came over Rabbi Yechanan, had the same exact story. He said, Kalav Oichel Ad Shemagiel Ged. You got a problem? Gemara says that we have three Tirutzim. Either we have the Teretz of Kochosh, given the case of Shomain. Kochosh explains Teshish to Malchim, either Kochosh, Nam of Hafeya, what is Mephafeya, but always knows the case of Shishim. The second Teretz says, Avuna Bar Yehuda, Kulu B'chaba Huavi B'shari. We have the case over here of this Kulu got cooked together with its cowboy, the kidney with its chalav, therefore it's mutter. The third Teretz, when we examine, it's a different story happened over here, a case of Kilch of the Ilfis, a case of a dog Tomri, a Sheretz, dog Sheretz, they got cooked together with Bosser, and what to go taste it with a case of Kefela. Adkan. So, the Shaila is focused hours ago of Kulu B'chaba, what is the side of the Heter, and try to make a little bit of Nachmina practically a lot of Maisa. The side of the Heter, the way Rashi and Tosfos explained, this Kulia has a Krum, has a membrane on top of it, and therefore, the since the Krum is mastic, therefore it is not let out from the case of the Chalboy to go affect this animal here, even though the Chalav is also, it's not asked the animal. That's what's brought down with the Rishonim, the Rashba, the Rosh, the Tor. That's Losh and Mechalba, the Kum is Mafsik. Hagam, Beisheis is bring down the Yish Mefarshim, Ben Yeruchim, the case of Lubun Shibakulia, or the Ritva says, Nam Mefafeyo. The Peshkim say the Ik Malach is the idea that Kum is being Mafsik. Now, we're saying Kum being Mafsik, the if we can eat Mamsh until the Kum itself, till the membrane. So we know already by the case of Tzli, it says, Kalev Oichel Ash Magia, the case of a kid, the most first member from Shmuel. And there we said, Lav Dafko. Therefore, it says, the Rishonim also. Taste of the Torah from Taishas, was left after until the case of a klipa. That's the Mechabing Zam, that even though it's mafstik, yet it only kill of Eichel until the case of a klipa, before the case of the Krum. Now the question is, how do we pass him by the case of kill of Eichel by the case of the Gid? So he's pointed out then, there are three different Malcham of the Rishonim. The Rebbe Rashba says it's klipa. Taishas says the case is Natilo. We pass him, the loch is, by the case of a Gid, by Kachosh, the case over there is Natilo. So why in the world are we passing over here the case of the klipa, the case of the krum? Nechnami, the pritoyer, zivchit tzedek, we're passing over here by the case of the krum, the kulio, the case of the tilo. So Prima Gun wants to answer, it's a bet from the krum is mastic totally. It's not letting out. The only reason why we need a case of a klipa is because the krum itself bets him as also, and the krum is kochush m'oid, it's mamish a drop, it's like case of a sicho, and then it only goes out a lot, a little bit, case of a klipa. So come along, but etzim the krum is mafsik. Except the krum itself is a problem. That's mamash kochosh kochosh moy. The membrane is very, very shvach, has no fat to it at all. Therefore, in the case of a klipo. Mamshik the Ramah, have to read down the mechav this halach of the Gemara, and says, v'yish oisim, v'chei noigim v'ein l'shanis. V'chei noigim v'ein l'shanis can be also. Come along, Moshe and Shuvan, yodei chalikim, and he says, v'chei noigim v'ein l'shanis, einem edid vaday, el mitzad roi to be machma. It's roi. So, what's what you're writing machmer? Why is Moshe saying before? I'm trying to make it again practical. So first, what you machmer? Come with the Taz and the Shach, that we have two reasons, two different Rishonim in the Beis Yosef. One, we have the greatest mach, the Ben Peretz, and it says a klal. The Gemara is three Tirotzim. Either the case of Kofush, Kulia the Chalbo, the case of Kilchel the Ilfis. When we have three Tirotzim, what does that mean? It says the Ben Peretz, it means you pass in the last Teretz, and the other Teretz, or the Tirotzim, we don't pass like. That means this idea of Kulia B'chalbo, the Gemara is saying we don't pass like. We have a third Teretz over here. The second reason why to Machmer, the Shumas Adesh, another reason, he says maybe the Krum, the membrane, split, opened up, and therefore from the Chalav something steeped through. Therefore the Tanan Shach bring up both reasons. Say maybe, first of all, the Teretz over here don't pass like the second Teretz, so this is the Iker. But he says maybe it seeped through. Come on, going on the page, and he points out, these four, the two ideas are very hard to understand. The first one, certainly. What is the grace of smack saying in Ben Peretz? The last Teretz we pass like, the other ones we don't. What's the first Teretz? Kochosh. How do you pass the loch of Kochosh? Says the Mechabi Paskin, the loch is Kochosh, is the case of Tzli. It is in the Tilo. You pass in Kochosh. Even the Amor who argues, only argues because it's in the Mekiyim. Machem Hefzadev, so we move with this club of Meister Mekel. So you see, we do pass the first Teretz of Gemara. says the guy, this Rebbeinu Paris Klal is not true. So how can the Shach and Taz bring down this reason to be machmer? We see clearly it's a very not machmer this reason. The second reason to be machmer, he said that it's split open up, it looks like more than chulin. He says, we're not chayshish, things open up. It's not chash. So why is it more being machmer? He says it's going a different reason. You know why? Because Einan Bikim. Same thing we said in the Loch and Sefer, Einan Bikim. He also comes and says, Einan Bikim. That's why B'chein Noik, but Einan Bikim. But Eichlami, have to move on the club and be Mekal over here. But the Shulchan says, well, the Loch and B'chein Noik, B'chein Lashanis, sounds like a different din. What he means over here is the Einan Bikim, and therefore we have this Loch of Einan Noikim, B'chein Noikim, it's not Einan Bikim. So that means it comes out, why is that more being machmer? There could be three different reasons. Either the Taz and Shach has their reason. It's not either we do not pass on this Gemara Teretz, or maybe open up. They're going to argue them both. So the third reason over here, it's not Einan Bikim. Come along with Moshe, and there's seemed to be years ago when some of us in the Chabur were very, very young. So in America, they used to sell chickens with liver inside of it. That was not kasher. That means Empire, they told me when I was a kid, they used to go buy Empire chicken. And they had the whole chicken there, that's raw, and the liver that was raw. They took it out, and they put it inside a bag. And in the bag, as the doctor told you, it was inside the chicken. Now we're supposed to go do is take the liver out, kasher it, and take the chicken, and go ahead and cook it. They said to go kasher the liver, it said in the Hebrew, and I even read Hebrew, even if I didn't read Hebrew, they forgot sometimes, and they cooked together with the liver inside. The question always was, what to go do with the liver? With the chicken. The liver is also. Is the chicken also? So then they went over to Moshe, and Moshe was sometimes passing the chicken's ulcer, sometimes passing the locha's natilo, sometimes passing the locha's the klipo. And they wrote to Moshe, why in the world are you having this locha's of passing? Where are you coming from? What's for to be makel? Am I saying you have a case of covered liver, a trafe, a cook with the chicken? The shalom there presented, maybe the reason why to be makel over here is because maybe they have a bag. It's inside a bag. You take a bag, put food inside, you put it inside the water and you cook it. We see what happens. Take the food out, it's cooked, but it's not got wet. So maybe the plastic is non-porous, and therefore the reason why it's not to be makel is not going to the case of plastic. Come on, Moshe says, no. Avada bag is not, water does not come through, a moshe doesn't get through, liquid doesn't get through. Tam, avada goes through. Plastic is belaya. We paskin, it's mamish like case of metal. Avada is belaya, 100%. Can you kasher it? Most places can say you can kasher it, most places can kasher it, but avada goes in and out. So why is the Moshe says something about being Mekel? He says, everyone knows, Allah Sim Kufay Sim Ches, the case of Kulio, the case of Abba Seguria, practically Allah Maisel. And he explains Betzem. He says, the essential way is that Betzem, you have a bag, the bag is a membrane. The Krum is separating one from another. And therefore, Vada, not in the case of Shishim over here. He says, when a person put the covet inside, he with his hands, he touched the covet, it touched the outside of the bag. And therefore now, the outside of the bag, it went from the lo mamoshes, it went inside your food. The Mishnah of Sochem, Ein Heim Beis Daf Ein Vav, the Mishnah there says, when it's a sicha mashu, the lochas klipo. Everyone knows the Mishnah, they learned it. Case of a sicha. Why say sometimes in the tilo? Well, I guess sometimes maybe the bag split opened. So the bag split opened, maybe a little bit came out, a case in the tilo over here. Why shishim? A case of bishul. If it's sli, a sli kader, a case of tilo klipo. It did bishul, a case of shishim over here. And Kim Lomo Moshe says, better we check the bag. I see nothing split. Echnami. Now look at me, better we only need the only case of klipo. Even that, he said, maybe you don't even need a case of a klipo. I guess a kasha over here, it says a case of a klipo by the case of a krum. Kim Lomo says, why need a case of a klipo without a krum? Better the chelev is not getting through. The krum itself you need a klipo from. The krum itself is ulcer. So Moshe says, when the bag plastic is not ulcer. The better he said, we should not even need anything. But maybe there's some little bit on the outside, shamnunis from the hands, klipo. If it's split open, or chash split open, natila. Case of bishul, case of kuloi. Why? Halacha, sivchas, everyone knows. Practically, halacha ma'isa. Since then, they stopped selling it that way. They learned the lesson. Reichman says, when he was younger, every week got the child every single week. Every week they got child, and he always find out what to go do. It was a common child. Next to Gim, Licho. The Mekor of the Indian. Is the Gemara in Chulin that Sargizan and Bay? The Gemara brings down that by the case of Reish Kalusa, they had this case of this Yarech, the Stai, that cooked together, a case of the meat together. The question is what the loch is. The Shella really is, we know by the case of the Yarech, the Gid, that's cooked together by Bishul, the Mishnah says Sargizan and Bay, what's the loch? Shisha. By the case of Chli, Kamal Shmuel says, Kalif Fa'ichla Achimagia Legid. The question really is, what's the halacha of melicha? Is it like bishul and shishim? Is it bishul and tzli? Is it kalil of arichal atzam and gila gid? Or the case of shishim over here? Come on, Gemara, because I'm a chaykis. That Rav Acha wants to say the case over here is the case is mutter. Mash enken, Rav Acha wants to say it's mutter, Rav Acha wants to say it's mutter. Mash enken, Rav Yudon says the case over here is osir. Come on, Gemara, wants to bring a rai over here, what the halacha is, he said, I'll bring a rai from the case of Shmuel. Shmuel says, the Meliach Haruk is Sayach, the Kovash is Kimavoshal. It says, the Meliach Haruk is Sayach, which is Sayach. This could be a case of Bishul, could be a case of Tzli. Says the Gemara, the fact that Gemara is Mamshach, and says over here, it's Kovash Haruk Kimavoshal, it must be Meliach is Kimavoshal. Then Gemara is Meliach is Sayach. If so, why say Kovash Haruk Kimavoshal? It's Meliach is
Kimavoshal.
I'm saying like Tzli. Meliach is Sayach must be the case of his, Meliach is the case of Tzli. Clear. We're saying Meliach is Tzli. I think Gemara, I, Shmuel, said, Kevlech, Ashim, Gil, Legid, and here you want to ask the Rabbi, you know? Why you want to ask over here? It's not like Gemara's a Kasher. Nice, we have a Gemara, Machlokes comes out, and we see clearly Meliach is a case of what? Tzli. Why? That's remember. Meliach, Harker, Sayach, which was Sayach, a case of Tzli. Now, first, I look over here in September, brings it down and starts over certain points you have to know, which is in Kamikoi. We just go through different points. That means Bechaba starts over the words of Meliach She'in and Nechel Machmas Molchai. Salting that's not ready to be eaten. What do those words mean? There are three different shittas among the Rishonim, wrote down in Simon Tzadik Aleph Sifei. Just go through the shittas. One says the amount to do for Melicha. You salt your chicken, take out the dam. You have a seed, there's tons of salt there. Second shitta says the amount to put salt for storage. Also tons of salt. Third says we do for Yetz L'derech, tons of salt. That means when we salt our food, we're not discussing our sugyur. That means, Einen Necha Machmas Molchai. You can eat your food, that's not what it means over here. It means either those three shittas over there, not our case. The second thing you have to do against sugyur Melicha, it says by Bishul, we know when you one thing touches other thing, it comes out, transfers miyad. But the case of Kovash takes 24 hours. The case of Tzir is 6 to 18 minutes. How much is this man of Melicha? What is that? Also, the Sibetak Al Sefei, it's Machlokes, Machaber, Amor, different Shitas, also in Karmen Karnoi. A third point, somebody asked me, that a guy was by Kiddush, and his herring fell on top of the salami. Melicha over here. Is there Issa Sarkono on Melicha? Body can't cook your fish and meat together. Do you have to worry about the Sugi on Melicha? Get involved with how much Melicha is really salty herring, who's herring. Maisel also in Kamei Koymei, but Maisel the Taz and Shach and Simon Ayin, the Akhamoy Simon Kukta Zayin, say there is no Issachona by Melicha, brought down by our 50 living Svarim. Come on, no one argues this point. Not. Maisel, so you don't have to worry, negate to your Idim Sakona, negate to one to another, you just wash up your Slami, no problem. Avada Pim Gon and Rav Shulchan says, you do not do it like Hatfilo. Avada, once it happens, your Slami and your Herring touch each other, just wash it off. Fine, those are three sugyas in Kamei Koymei. Negate to us. One shayla, and we really discussed by the sugya of Kovash, is that how exactly is the pula of Melicha working? We know by the case of Bishul, the act is called Mavashul, it changes the Guvadover. What's the Klisheni? We know the look is Mavlut Umavliya, it doesn't change the Guvadover. By Kovash, we discussed what's happening. Is it changing the Guvadover or not? Maybe not in the case of Shabbos. The Chashulim said by the case of Kovash, it's Mamash Kimavoshul. Lamas like in Shabbos, maybe you chai for it. Tashani, but ikkid a place can go. If you can go to Mishabuah, it's nechal get a mavla mavliya. What is a melicha doing? Melicha on Shabbos. Is that an issa deraisa? So, everyone knows the Mishnah on Shabbos of Ayin Gimel, plus the Lamites Molochus. Is Molchai one of the Lamites Molochus? The Molchai one of the Lamites Molochus? Oh. So here the Talmid Chacham know that the Mishnah says Molchai. It actually does say that the Mishnah one lam tes malachas. Most times, the yes, as a person, like everyone knows the list lam tes malachas, it's not there. Mais come along the Gemara, and Dav Ayin Hay says, Molchai hanim abed. And then when they come along, the Gemara says, we take out the Mishnah Molchai, we put in the case of Sirtut. Therefore, all the lists, except for some Vavavavavavavavav, somehow, you have to know why, all the lists, they count lam tes malachas, they put in the case of Sirtut, there is no Molchai. So Molchai is not there. But Maiso, it's hanim abed. Is it Issa Deraisa to Molchai, the amount of Molchai, of salting your chicken to kasher it? Now, not that we're salting vegetables. Salting vegetables on Shabbos is also Atmabed, Otomabed, Atkobush. You can do that in case of oil. But let's say you salted for Yetz Lederach, for storage. Are you even Issa Deraisa? It's coming to the Ramban. The Vazod of Ayin Dalet. So that bring your right, the fact that Gemara says, the halacha of salting it. It's only chayvat ma'abed. It said we salt your chicken for salting. Melicha on Shabbos, chayvat ma'abed. One says chayvat bishul. And the Ramban says, the Ramban, there is no issur mitzvah bishul. Why the one is, it's a maflit umavliya. That's what melicha is doing. Taking out the taste, putting in the taste. But not changing the gubador. Reim of their kanti. Asad Hashanim, the Ramban, the Zohar, comes along and says, the Gemara discussing as ma'abed negates suki vasra. But Gemara did not say you're not chayvat special. I'm not saying that's not chayvat. Maybe you are chayvat special. Maybe you are chayvat special. And the simple understanding is, if you do melicha on Shabbos, you know, even the issa bishul, the machloek is Ramban and Ram. But even the issa bishul, it's the pula of being mavashu, pula of being mavlu to mavliya. You might say, look around the place, Kim, where the prechodrish and simit habachas, or noid of Yehuda and Shuva, or the Pim God and Archaim simit shriyachas, they're very clear, they look at the mavlu to mavliya. Either they want to tie another Pim God and Shitosai, by cover, she writes, Avad Mavla Mavliya, he also Mavla Mavliya. Or the base man, the way he says it over, they say the Bishul on Shabbos is even to do an act of Bishul. Let's say it's a case of Chamei Tveria. Not the rest, the Rabbanon. Case of the son. You see, it's also my sixth motor. So we need a case of Ish Mamash. So even when one tells me it's Nifl Negeta of Chain the Guba Dover, which can argue the point, but at the end of the day, it's not Ish Mamash. Rabban and Shabbos is not high for it. The way you come along, I'm shaking that nays, they want time to even their around when it says it. Coming to argue the right of the Ramban. Don't make me a right for Gemara. Maybe the Gemara means not Chayvat Asra. Discuss the Sigma Asra, it's my Abed. But if I'm not Chayvat Asra, can't be Chayvat Asra on Shabbos. Didn't change the Gemara Dover. So at the end of the day, what is the Pu'ula of Melicha? The Pu'ula of Melicha Gam is like Sli, but Sli is a Gedeva Dereisa, changing the Gemara Dover on Shabbos. Mashenke Melicha is the Vada not Nichol again, changing the Gemara Dover. The Nafkmina is basically, on Shabbos, can you take your herring and cook it? Is it a Din Bishul Acha Bishul? A come along that you take your herring that was never done before shul to cook it on Shabbos. I mean, it's deraisa. You can't do that. You want to take raw chicken. Think about raw chicken. They did melicha to it. Took it all the dam. So why can't you cook raw chicken on Shabbos? Bishul acha bishul. Why? Because the melicha, what takes out the dam, mav mavliya, did not change the kuvah dover. They were doing bishul on Shabbos. I mean, it's deraisa. Vikishal in the gate to melicha is kureseach, kureseach of sli. Is it Sli Mamish? Or is it meaning Lafuke Bishul? Because Kovish Kuma Voshul, but Lafuke Bishul. But it's better than the case of Sli. It's not the clone Mamish like Sli. But now the Oilam knows that there are two levels in the case of Sli, Kovish, and Kachush and Shumon. But also, the two levels are Kachush and Shumon. And just go through, we show them how they speak it out. First, they get the case of Kachush. We're saying over here, the Locha is Mliach, is Kosech, a case of Sli. Is it mamish sli or not? So really there are two shittas over here, which is shayim shayim arbo. That means, by the case of sli, we had those who taino what the loch by case of kochosh, taste of the rosh of the loch of the tilo. The way the Goy Shari Druid says, the loch of shishim. The Rashba says, by the raiso, the case of shishim, by the bottom, the case of klipo. That's by sli. Come on, the Rashba and the Ritva and the Azrua, they say, Mamish, the case of Melicha is like Sli. It's the same thing, Melicha and Sli. Well, same thing. Therefore, the Rashi says the same thing. Therefore, by the Raiso, be a case of Kuloi. And by the case of the Rabbonim, be a case of, not Kuloi. The Raiso be a case of Netilo. And the Rabbonim, be a case of Klipo. The Ritva says it's the same thing. Therefore, there's Netilo, here's Netilo. The Azura says the same thing. Therefore, there's Shishim, there's Shishim. That means we have a group who's showing them things the same Sugyo, and they have three different halachas. Because you have to know what Sli is. That's one group. The second group of Rishonim that's saying it's Ka'ain Sli, but it's better than Sli. It's Lafuke Bishul. That's Rav Yod, the Ramban, and the Rosh. They come along and say, what's the Locho? It's Klipo. Well, Lafuke, the case of Bishul. Mashing and Sli is the case of Netilo. That means it comes down again. We have two Malachim. Is it Mamish Sli? And therefore, it has three Shitas. Or is it better than Sli? A case of a Klipo. Shtayim Shem Arbo. That a case of Sli, so we pass Netilo. And here it's better, it's a case of Klipo. Now when it comes down, either those say Klipo, that's going to be the Rosh of the Torah, those say Netilo, that's the Rosh of the Ritva, those say the case of Yeshishim, the Shardur, the Azura, those say Pentabon, the Rabban, the Raiso, that's the case of the Rashba. That means there are four sheets here, but why? Because really, there's two questions. The two sheets is better. Is the same thing, or is it better? The same thing against the Sugya of Shumon, Shomin. What the Loch is, also, be two main questions, but here come out to be six different shitas. But it's really the same point over here. That means the gate education of something that shomen, the gate at Sli, it came out, again, we have three shitas. We had either the halacha of Shishim, that was the Rambam and the Ran. We had a case of Shishim and the Tilo, that was the Rashba. Then we have the Ro'oh, the Paschal halacha is, everything is also has packets of taste over here. That's the Ritva Shito. So the question is, how do you apply the case to get to Malicho? Those who say it's Mamash the same Sugyo. That the Yeshim and the Ran says the same Sugyo. There is Shishim, here is Shishim. The Rashba says the same Sugyo. There is Shishim and Tilo, here is Shishim and Tilo. The Ritva says the same Sugyo. There everything is also, here everything is also. So we have those days, the same exact sugyo, three different shitas. Very simple. Then we have a second group of Rishonim that's saying it's better. What better? The Rav Yoh want to say the loch is klipo. Those who want to say it's the tilo. Those who want to say it's better than klipo. It's a little bit more than klipo, a little bit more than klipo. Now, just go through Rishonim, the six Rishonim that are floating around over here. Usually I'll do it because I have a point over here to get clear what came out of the loch of myself. Go to the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef brings down the first the Ramban. He starts with Ramban at Dav Tzadik Zayin. That's the case of Shomein. Loi binim amlichim afaya. It's not afaya. It doesn't travel one to another. How much you need? Says it's a good. The case of a klipo. A couple lines later, the Beis Yosef brings the Ramban. The Ramban says everything is also. Well, one Ramban says not afaya. Next Ramban says everything is also. Then again, the Torah brings down what happened here. Brings down the Rashba Mishmeres the Bayis and says Ma'aseh the Ramban was chayzer. Chayzer the Aser everything. Some say when Shuvah says the Ramban was not clear, he has to answer. That means, what's the sheet of the Ramban? Not clear. That's the first sheet. Second sheet is the Ro'ah. The Ro'ah says, what's the loch? It's not Mefafaya. And therefore, what? So the Kamal, the Beis Yosef says, therefore, it contained the Tilo. Not sure I knew the Tilo. Maybe it's Klipo, maybe it's nothing. Fine, we have a Ro'ah sheet. Beis Yosef says, the loch is in the Tilo. Third sheet is the Rosh. What's the Rosh hold? Says the Goyim, the Rosh holds Klipo. Says the Beis Yosef was the whole case Shishim. So we have a Rosh, two sides over here. Fourth Shita, the main play is the Rav Yoh. Now this Rav Yoh is brought down by the Taz, the Shach, and the Paiskim. They mean that he says Allah has Klipo. I don't think he says it, not clear where it's coming from. That means you take out first, where is this Rav Yoh? You take out the black Shulchan Aruch, the red Shulchan Aruch, and they send you to Rav Yoh and Simon Elef Kuf Yud Beis. Look up the Rav Yoh inside. He says, Sli Umalicho. Is not shaykh shishim kvi oimin adash. How much is yochel v'afaya? I said sli umlicha. Now talking about case of shomein. Sli by shomein is gemara says shishim. Al my either means the case of iser blua or iser kafosh. I said sli umlicha. So to send you to Rav Yom Kuf Yud Beis, it says sli umlicha. That's the makor. The loch is the case over here of klipo. Okay, any idea of klipo? It can't be because that sli umlicha is even. That can't be. Elmai's Kalchosh. So that cannot be the Makar. But over there in Kuf Yud Beis, where they're sending to you, he sends you to the other Tshuva, Tavtov Kuf Memalach. Look up over there, the Rav Yoh, Tavtov Kuf Memalach. He seems to have a whole different Malach over there. He says the case of Tzli, when it's Ma'at, I mean, it's equal to Losh, well, it's Kalchosh and Shomein. He has the idea Kalchosh means Ma'at and Harbe. That's his concept in the Sugyo. When it's Ma'at, it's Klipo, there's no Kalchosh of Fafeo. When it's Harbe, with a lot of fat over there, that's Kalchosh of Fafeo. He says, therefore, Meliach is Kirisayach, what does that mean? He says, my eye see, Nim Advon Einaim, She'en Mefafeo, because it doesn't have the heat of the Tzli. Therefore, it does not melt the fat over here, it doesn't melt it. Therefore, it's Saki, but Klipo, Tvei Porta. Klipo, a little bit more than the case of a Klipo. Why he has it seer over here? That means he's saying, what's Alocha, Sons of Yor? It's Klipo, but more than a Klipo, a little more than a Klipo. It's more than a Klipo, not Klipo. How much? He said, if you aim at he writes, both Chuvas. You have to judge how much it's better, but it's not klipo. It's no more than a klipo. Now the Mordechai, that's brought down the Beis Yosef, says the case of a klipo. It's only the Abdomo, or the spine port of the Avyo. If you look up the Mordechai, he's only coming up with the Shishim to say the Alok is Shishim. He doesn't care if it's, he comes and says, the Tilo, klipo, Ksas Yosef, but it's more than a fuki Shishim. The Ben Ephraim, the Paschal like Avyo, he writes, the Ben Ephraim says, I Paschal Avyo. What does Avyo hold? If you look up inside, he says, Ksas Yosef, in case of a klipo. And that's we the Beis Yosef. A couple lines later, he brings down the Shar Duro that's brought down by the Mordechai. Beis Yosef's words are: "Tzoch lahamet pikli pasay ksas yoser mashoy kolif melech boser velek chosh imam boser." Why? Because chelim afek nivel babi yoser v'kolif yoimin adas. That means a couple lines later, he brings down the Rav Yoh. He says, "How much you go take off?" His lashon is ksas yoser, not klipo. Ksas yoser, not klipo. That means he's saying the idea over here that cholav the chilav habim by melicha the chilav up by tzli. Words of avyo, meaning if you aimin adas, you always have to be laamik. Again, words of beis seishif and the avyo talk laamik the kliposak ksas yoser. Now, again, as far as I understand the taitra words, plus taitra words, it's never says the word klipo. Come on, every single time the Rav Yoh is saying it. Again, brought down the beis seishif. Lahamik weekly posik sas yoser.
That's only
Beshamin. Well, like it says, MRIC is not afraid that much, like the case of its sleep. Fine, that's Rav Yoh. It means Rav Yoh comes out, he's the fourth Rishon, he says he needs a little bit more than the Klipa. The fifth Rishon, the Rashba, he says, Mamish like the case of sleep, and if we need the case of Shomin, Shishim. Now, the obvious question is, the Rashba does not say the case of Shishim and Atilo. We know who is the Shita that says Shishim and Atilo? The Rashba. He says, by Melicha, what's the Locha? Need the Locha of Shishim. Come on, the Beis Seishim, bring down the Rashba. It says Shishim and Atilo. So the people go, why? Because anyone knows. Anyone knows. Double Baruch Hu Mevinim. Everyone knows. The home of Kor is Tzli. The Rashba has to write it down for you. Shishim and Atilo. Well, everyone knows. When I say Shishim, mean Shishim and Atilo. Because the Makor is Tzli over here. They want Shishim and Atilo. So Gami doesn't say the Rashba. Everyone knows. Shishim and Atilo. The sixth sheet over here, Rishon, is Ritva. Ritva says, it's likely, everything is also over there, pockets. Here also, everything is also. So, Mickey, we have six Rishon in Bortan by the place came, most of them in the base Yosef. What the loch is by the case of Shumon, by the case of Melicha. What's the main Rishon? What's the Iker? Come on, the Maria Levi, it says that Shishim is the main Shita, and the Rav Yoh is a Das Yochid. Come on, Sam Seifin says the Iker Shita, the Rav Yoh, and other Shita are Das Yochid. So we have raised somebody, we're not sure who. Okay, now let's read the Ramah. The Ramah says, Yesh Emrim. Yesh Emrim Nekom Licha, Ene Seres Rak De Klipa. Who's that? He quotes seven different Rishonim. Number one, the Torah. Number two, the Mordechai B'Shem the Rav Yoh. Number three, the Ben Ephraim. Number four, the Paiskim. Number five, the Ran. Number six, the Rajba. Number seven, the Rav B'Shem the Ramban. Seven Rishonim. So the local of the case over here is a Klipa. Okay, let's analyze the seven Rishonim over here. The first one, he says the case is the Torah. Why is the Torah? We're coming to the case of Kofesh and Shomin. I come along with the Beis Yosef and says the Torah holds the lock is by Shomin Shishim. In fact, the guy says, Oish, the Shulchan Aruch, the Torah cannot be that way. The Torah does not hold Klipa. The Torah holds the case of Shomin. It's not next way the first Shita. The second one, he says, the Makor is Rav Yoh. Rav Yoh just went through and says he doesn't hold Klipa either. He looks Tzas Yoser. The third man, Malkum, is Ben Ephraim. Ben Ephraim says, I hold like the Rav Yoh. That's all he says. Rav Yoh is Tzas Yoser. The fourth sheet is Paiskim. I haven't figured out who the Paiskim is. I know the Mishmur Paiskim is Shulchan Aruch Harav. I know who the Paiskim is over here. I haven't found one Shulchan Aruch say who exactly the Paiskim are. But we have Paiskim. The fifth, he has the Ran and the Rashba and the Ra'ah. Now, the Ran has Yipaskin. And the Rashba think Paskin Shishim. So that's him, it's not Ran Rashba as different Shita, it's really read it one Keter. For Ran Rashba and Ra'ah, all B'Shem the Ramban. That means I knocked the list of seven down to four. Like very misleading. The Ran Rashba and Ra'ah, all B'Shem the Ramban. It can't be the Ran, because Yod Shishim. It can't be the Rashba, Yod Shishim. It can't be the Ra'ah, Yod Kenatilo. So it means those three B'Shem the Ramban. What's Ramban? We had basically two Rambans. Says that goes in the Torah, the Ramban was Chazer to Aser. So we have no Ramban, that's him. So at the end of the day, if he is a person which Rishon holds Klipa, he can't point to any Rishon. That means he has a list of seven, which is really four, which is very nice over here. Like sometimes when you throw out a lot of names, the guy's obviously trying to confuse you. So it sounds like over here you got a bunch of names over here. And Yesh Lodom, any of these names are actually a fair name to quote for Lochal Klipa. Again, the Torah isn't so. Rav Yoh, look inside, the Ephraim is quoting him. Paiskim, I have no idea who the Paiskim is like. When was the last time we saw the Magia, the whoever wrote the Tzidim over here? I'm not sure who wrote the Tzidim, where's the word Paiskim? Like, Paiskim, not sure who that is. So now I'm not sure who the Rashba is. Oh, the Ramban is Chazer. Fine, that's the Oro. My son, at the end of the day, we have the idea that Rav Yoh and the six sheets over here, and we pass the Lochis, we see Semchon sometimes, cases Klipo, but again it comes out, the six sheets are either Hashem the Rav Yoh Klipo, the Rav Yoh inside is more than the Klipo. The third idea is the Halacha Ru'ah said the Tilo. The fourth Shita is Ran, that's Shishim. The sixth Shita is Rashba, Shishim and the Tilo. And that's fifth. And the sixth Shita is a ritual that says everything is also. Those are the Rishonim. Halacha L'maaseh. We have a mechaber and a mo. I'll try to stick what it says in the page. Mechaber says if something is bliach she'en lechem machmas molchai, you sold something that's not cannot be eaten as is. What's the halacha? He says dine kuseich umavlet lo asik le klipo. Vimu shum nagid v'kdarik shemoy v'akroymis yish lachma tzvichim tilas mokim. Let's say it's a second level shum nagid v'keino tilas mokim. V'chelim shomein chelim mamish zog shishim. That means the way I read it, there's three levels, there's Klipo, Netila, and Shishim. Now, Betsim, if you read the Mechaber, there's a shadow of what the gears is, what the tight twitch of the Mechaber is. That means the way how the Shach sets up, how I just said overnight right now, the Vush, Bim Gondor, HaShulchan, the word Im is Vi'im. It's Vi'im. That means there are three levels over here. There's a level over here that is Kochush, there's a level over here that is, Ksas Shomin, Shum Ksas. A level of cases, Shomim Mamish. Three levels. Asel Hasheni, Kamu Pichodosh, when Chazak of the creation of the Goyin, Luke says, look up at the Makar, and it's not Pshat how you read the Mechaber. Read the Mechaber, then when it says a word, it's Osek de Klipo, you read continuing further. Don't say Vi'im as a second level. Osek de Klipo, Umushuma Givak Nekne Shaboy. Kamo. Vakroimis, needed to let's walk them. They're coming along to say, what's Halacha? We're going to make a chilk with this to Rabbanon or Deraiso. That means we're going to go like the Rashba. And say the case of Shum Nagid, everyone knows Rabbanon. The case of Knuckness is Rabbanon. The Kroimis, the Memrem, is Deraiso. Therefore, we're going to read it by Klipo when Shum Nagid or Knuckness, because those things are Rabbanon. However, Kroimis, that's Tilas Mokrin. The case of which, Shomain, case of Shishim over here. That means by the case of Kochash, we mechab whether it's the Rabbanon or Deraiso. That means, how do we read the Mechaber, the two Avonos? Either you're aware, the Shach reads, the Prima Gondor understands it, the three levels are Kochush, Shomein Ksas, and Shomein. All three levels are Kochush, two parts to it, Rabbanu or Deraiso, and the case of Shomein comes out. What? Oh, we get to. It comes out. What's a Locha by case of Chelev that's Kochush, by case of Melicho? So if you read the idea over here, that's Vi'im Avada Lochin in the case of the Tilo. That's Kachush, that's Shomin over here. Chelet Kachush over here. But if you read the word of Im, so what are you saying over here? He's saying that it's Im, Drapon, Masha, in case of Derises. Come on, going, he says, you have to realize, over here the Mechaber is being Mechalik, whether it's Drapon or Deraiso. In fact, the going might sleep. We're not Mechalik, Drapon or Deraiso. By the case of Kochush. Why only over here being Mechak one verse another by Melicha, as in this is asking, not by the case of Tzli? Come on, the Goyin says, you know why? Because here we have the Tziv of the Rosh Hashito, the Rav Yosh Hashito, a case of Klipo over here. So once we have a Tziv over here, that's why over here will be Mechal, Masha Enke in the case of Tzli. Therefore, according to Goyin, it comes out, but what's the Locha of Chelas Kochush? Locha is the case of Netilo. Netilo over here, not Klipo. Netilo, why is the rice over here? In fact, the Goyin, I have a problem. Simon Ayin, it says over there, the loch is klipa by Chelas Kochush, by the rice. The Tzorachim. It's a kasha, but at the end of the day, one time, the rice is by Chelas Kochush, is Netilo. We don't collect the Rav Yoh. Only Mitzir for the Raj, by the Rabbanans. The Chodush says it come out the same mouth of the Goyin, if he's Meister. He says, the time we say over here, the loch is klipa, either as case that's the Rabbanan, or Vade Kochush. It's one and the other, they will say the halacha over here that way, even though you read the gears as im. So come look over here, in the gears of the im and im, be nafkamina, what the halacha of chel kochush is. Is it klipo, or is it case of netilo, according to the Goyin? Now, the Mechaber says, what's the halacha by the case of chel mamish? He says, the halacha is shishim. Where's the netilo over here? He left out the case of netilo. So I bet the Mechaber goes on further and says, I feel with shuman, I give a connected shabai. What's the locha, even in the case of Shishim, still in the Tilas Mokim, will the pockets clip up? So is it going back in both? That's the question. They point out it cannot be going back in both. Why? Because it ends off with the pockets clip up. And then Avad is not the locha in the case of Shomain. Kids have pockets clip up. Elamai says to Pima Godam, even though he left it out, but everyone knows. Everyone knows. Go back to Sugim Sli. Avad is at Shishim. Avad means the case of Shishim in the Tila. That's Pasha, Dava, Barulam, and Vinim. Be a maven. Everyone is a maven. We know who I left it out in Shulchan Aruch. I mean, Shishim and Netilo over here. Fine. So, Maaseh comes out. Pshat, at least the Mechaber, is that we have three levels over here. Will all the three levels, the shell be grace im or vi'im? The way how, again, the Shach and the Prim God go with grace vi'im, it comes out the loch is kochesh, sar shumon, and shumon. I think that's all ill with it. The grace im, without the vav, the three levels are in kochesh. We have to abundant and deraisal. And then we have a case of shomin. The loch will come on the mo and says, inu nubikim. Now, there is a Yom Shoshana brought down by the Taz at the end of the Sifo Vyam, which we'll get to it. He says, we always say the loch is shishim. Let's stick to Ramah's Malach in the Nubikim. Also, in the Ramah's, as the Mavucho, how exactly is he passing me? Now, the among the and the now, let's focus on the Ramah, what exactly he is saying over here. So, the Ramah, that's him, he says, in the Nubikim, let's be Machmo, Shishim, Atila, always. Shishim, Klipa, always. So, is he really passing Rabio? That's Ika Locha, let's be Choshish. Or be Ika passing Rashba? Which Shishim, the Maisi, is Ika passing over here? So let's read the words of Ramah. The Mon Kamol says, "Yesh Oymim Bechol Malicha Ina Says Rak De Klipa." He says, "Therefore, if we Shaino LeBekiim Bein Sham Basa Sham LeKachosh Noigim LeShab Bechol Malicha LeShishik Moy Bishul," we make everything over here even. We say, "If we Shaino LeBekiim," is it going back to the words of the Mechaber, or going back to the words of the Yesh Oymim? Point out the people going to read the words of the Shach and Taz that argue this point. What is Lefi going back on? It's going back on is Yesh Oymim. Going back to the Mechaber. Come with the Taz over here. He says, the Beikir, what is the Rav Yoh? The feet going back to the Rav Yoh. We pass him Klipo. Right in Machmer. We have all the sheets over here. Machmer to Mongdu Yishoynim. Right in Machmer. But Machmer has to Ruba. What has to this Klo? The Mice will be Mekel. We pass him Rav Yoh. If you go this way, they point out that Ramon, Shuma, and Shuva, numerous times says, I pass him Rav Yoh. I tell Hashem, read the Shach. His words are, it's going back on the Mechaber's words. You read the going, it's going back on the Mechaber. You read the Pichodesh, you read all the Fashul, going back to the Mechaber. Meaning, we paskin Rashba. We paskin Lochas Shishim over here. Avada, the Machim was stuck, go like a Riyop, but Be'ik were paskin Rashba, Lochum over here. We're paskin Rashba. Maisa, what comes out? Lalocho. So, we have Einon HaBekiim. There's a bunch of Kivegas over here. The most important of Kivegas is the last one on the Sif. Not sure you got there. And Kamat every smicha test or every test you take, they always ask you, what's Klali de Milsa? There's a couple lines in the Kivega over here. It tells you the cloud, what comes out of local maestro, side the sugyo tzli, and side the sugyo melicho. Tells you very simple what comes out. Big in the swamp, Golub Kivega, whether it's the Chavnis, the Bala Shulchan, they make these gdom, and it's simple to read. Not like what's going on the page, everything's confusing. Basically, what comes out, Klali de Milsa, he has three levels. Everyone knows by now there's something called something Shomin Mamish, something called Srach Shamnunis, and there's something that's Kochish Lagami. So it starts off very simple, but Shomin Mamish, the loch is by both them, by Tzli and by Malicha, the loch of Shishim. But he says you have to always know, when you answer the question, the test Shishim, you have to know by Tzli, Shishim, and Atila, and by Malicha, Shishim, and Klipo. So it's very simple. Shomin Mamish, Shishim. But what? Tzli is in Atila. By the case of Malicha, it's Klipo. Next level, Kamlum Kivegar, he says, Srach Shamnunis. He says, there you have to make two levels, the Rice and the Rabbanon, and by Kochsh Legam, you have to make it the Rice and the Rabbanon, as clearly brought down by the Shach and the Ramon. That means by Srach Shamnunis, Kamlum Ramon, he says, what's the local? He says, by Hestim Ubo, by the Rice, he says, a person can be Mekel. Mekel how? Fix up Kivegar, by Tzli, the Alocha is Netilo. By Melicho, Alocha is the case of Klipo. Come on the Shach and said, but case of the Rabbanon, what's the loch by Srach Shamnunis? He says, the loch will be, by Heflik Sas, you can be Mekel. Again, but what does it mean to be Mekel? Sub Kiveger, by Tzli Klipo, by Tzli Melicho, and by Tzli Netilo, and Melicho, the case of the Klipo. The next level, by Koch Slagami, what's the loch? So the Rabbanon says, the loch is, it brings down the case of Chomets and Matzo. What's the loch he says to be Mekel? Says the Shach, what does it mean to be Mekel Lagami? By case of Durabonon to be Mekel Lagamri. Masha'en came by case of Derises, Kamal Vashach, said to be Machmal, that's Hefzik Sas. Hefzik Sas, what's Alocho? And by the case of Mekel Lagamri, what's Alocho? By the case of Kochosh, by the case of Malicho, the Locho be a case of Klipo. By the case of Tzli, the Locho the case of Netilo. So again, it should be, I think, simple. Shomein is always Shishim. By the case of Svach Shamnunis, Pen Durabon Deriso, is Hefzik Mubba and Hefzik Sas. By the case of Kochsu Gamri, Pen Jabon Deraiso, Hefzik Sas, and Mutter.
And each one, you always have to say the tilo and klipa, the tilo, klipa, the tilo, klipa, and say it by the right one. By tzli, by the case of melicha, by tzli is the aloch is the tilo, and melicha, the case is klipa. It's interesting, now Malkam Lomit says, I won't make anything easy for you, therefore make everything be shishim and the klipa over here, and therefore should not, even though maybe they kulo. Therefore, at the end of the day, you have to realize you have to have this kachlish, distraction from this, but shomin over here, tabon, the rice, I have to move where I have said. Not that simple, every rabbi has to know exactly what the klal mar to get to all these cases. Two more points in the machab over here is that the case over here of heter that shomin and the isis kachlish, the case over here of shachatichlis. Go to each one. First idea is something that the heter shomin and the isis kachlish, again, the locha by kachlish, we pass the locha is, has is klom klipa. By when the case over here when shomein, we're gonna pass in the loch is shishim. So what happens when the heter over here is shomein and the is kachish? That means we saw the sugya ready in sefei and in sefzayin. We say the concept of the heter that shomein is given for feya mafato the is kachish. Give the koich into the kachish that is also now the getter being shomein, and now the thing that shomein that is batsim kachish that's iser go back inside the heter and say the case is shishim. That's the shaila here. We saw in Sefei, the Meister Mechabel, Meister is Machmer. The Yivitz Kamel the Mechabel, it says, just like the Machmer, but the case of Tzli, who did the Loch in Seftes, who Kamel to be Machmer, also in Seftes, but the case of Melicho. By the case of Issa Blu and Sef Zayin, Mechabel left a blank. Why, says Shach? He wasn't sure. Now, the Issa, not Leheter. So that's a sad point. Let's make it simple over here first. Yeah, the Meister Shach speaks to that. That's how the Mechab Paskin, we are Levi, Yad Yudvei Paskin this way. By now, first of all, in the case of when the Mechab brings it down first, it brings down in the case of Shuman Agid. Now, why is it bringing down in the case of Shuman Agid with the Heter Shomain and Issa Kofesh? Effectively, Shach, let's say a bigger Kiddush, all Shomain does Kofesh over here. Why be Shuman Agid? So the Prima Godim and Prima Kodesh want to answer, even on Shuman Agid, that's Issa Rabbonim. That's why he took this case, telling Kiddush, even Issa Rabbonim, still coming to be Machmer. By the Shulchan Ezekasha, say, this is the Kachosh of the Zerabonon, but that's one Shito. As I'll show you by now, we can argue for two different points on this Mechaber. One is we know in Sefei, who disagreed, came along over there, but that says, Kachosh over there, the Goin, Machzat Shekel, Chadish, they argued. Those who argue over there, argue over here, obviously. Second, come with Shach, and says, Mekotri Machma Sugiv Reichel. Reichel, by Tzli, there's Reichel there, very good. Melicha is no Shachis, the Reichel. Was one up to another. Why compare the sugyas over here? And then come on the Shach and meet on the Bach and over here and the Yam Shlomo. He says, Bishlam, you have a case of Chaim, the fire comes from Mephatit one to another, it transforms one to another, that's the case of Tzli. Over here by Melicha, there is no Chaim, there's no sword, say it goes one to another. And then come on the Shach and says, you want me Machmer, Sefei, be Machmer, by Tzli. There's Eish, here there is no Eish. And then come along to say to me, argue the point, even though you're Machmer, Sefei, you make on Siftes. That's how Be'ik the Shram go. I got my four, somehow else being Machmer over here, like the Mechaber. Be'ik the Shram go, like the side of the Shach and side of the Taz, both make them two different avenues, but in the day, either it's like Sefei or not, but Sefei will make them, or even though it's a Machmer, it's like a little Shach, it's a Chalik. Chokh Mazodah wants to say, be Mechaber, have some Rubo. The strike is for to be Chalkovi and say, the Isser, it won't be getting the Koyach from the head to the Shomin over here. That means if somebody is you on the test, what's a Locha, something that's Shomin, that's Heter? The effective thing that's kochesh over here, that is iser. So you have to really answer it, sif hey, sif zayin, and sif tes. And they won't complain, oh, it's such a long answer, you have to write over here. Fine, or come out, according to the Taz over here, all three sif hey, zayin, and tes, the mice it's mutter. According to the two over here, sif hey, and sif tes were machmer, sif zayin is a blur, were mekel. According to the shach, will come out, sif aleph, mice were machmer, sif hey, were machmer. Sif Zayin, Sif Tes, the Meister will be Mekel. According to the Mechaber, comes out that Sif Hei and Sif Tes are Machmer, Sif Zayin and the Shach, he's not sure he's Mesopik. Right? Four sheets, very simple over here. Yeah. Such a long tarot. Fine. The last point over here is that, also, a little bit confusing, what's the case of the Shach HaTichlis, what's the Taitchwitz of the Mechaber? So what the Mechaber means, I'll say over how the Taz explains the Mechaber, and how the Primogonim explains the Taz explains the Mechaber. Now the Baal Shulchan explains the Prima Gunnah, explains the Taz, explains the Mechaber. Be clear, because there are different ways to understand what's going on. So first, we have a Yisrael over here called Issa Blua, we know from Sev Zayin. Something being blatant inside one thing, it comes out, you have Issa, it's blatant inside a piece. Head to piece, with Issa bleeding blood inside. What's the lochitz of Zayin? If it's kochish, it does not come out. If it's shomin, it does come out. That's the klal of Zayin. This klal, look at the base Yosef, is not that simple. It's a machlokes. The Rashba says it comes out in shomin. Maram says it does not come out. Machlokes, does it come out or not? Maram says, Nam fafeya mechaticha lechaticha. Those are the words. Any mefeya mechaticha lechaticha means that Issa blua does not come out. That does come out. Building upon this idea that it does not come out, Kamalu Mechabit says, let's say you have 20 pieces of heter. You have one piece of isgomer chelev. Mamish iser. This one piece of chelev touches a second piece that's heter. So it went inside this heter. Now, if this heter now has the beliefs of iser to go to the other 19 pieces, to go, if it's mivafei to the other 19 pieces, and let's say these 20 pieces over here are big enough for this case of the chelev, or come along with these 20 pieces, let's say there's 60 times versus chelev here, or matter everything. That means this chumro of transferring one piece to another will lead to a kulo of matering all 20 pieces. That means again, we have one piece of chelev touching a piece of heter. If you say this piece of heter transfers other 19 over here, we take all 20 and judge against the chelev. If it does not transfer, we only look at this piece itself. So this chumro of transferring the other 19, maybe they kulo. Therefore, Kamal Mechabit says, "Ein mefeya mechatich lechatira," and the piece itself that you touch is usher, and not take all pieces into account to judge the shishim. Therefore, the words of Mechabit is, "If I did not know which piece of the ma'aser touched over here, so each piece touched is usher. If I know only touch one piece, then they have one verse 19, but a b'roiv. Not sure which one, you have a b'roiv. But you don't know which one. Maybe touch every single one. 1, 2, 3. Touch 11, 20, 20 pieces. All 20 ma'aser usher." Now, the obvious kasha is, Mechabal, what you're saying, is not mefei mechaticha lechaticha. Sif tes, why chum mev de kulo? Sif zayin, how many paskin? We say, Issa blua goes to a machler, because it's shomin, mechaticha lechaticha. Frech the taz, you have a baya of Sif zayin versus the case of Sif tes. Sif zayin says it transfers one to another, Issa blua. Sif tes saying it did not transfer one to another over here. So, answers in the kusi kesim, a simple teretz, we machler. Since I'm discussing it, l'chumro, mechaticha l'chaticha, to aser. So Tess was saying it, not to be making a chumro, maybe they kulo, to mishal b'tzad sugi v'shishim. There is another terrace, the primrod, p'chodosh, and the creation one answer, the chil between the case of licha and sli, only way this, because Kesem said a simple terrace, they're saying it l'chumro over here. Which, come along the shach, and it's an interesting question over here, that he points out, l'chur, this idea is saying, let's analyze it. So again, let's say you have over here this one piece of Isser, you have these 20 pieces over here of Heter. You want to say touch every single piece of Maisis Osir. He said it's not really true in all cases. Let's say every piece itself, all 20 pieces, each one are 59. 59 versus Chelev. So that one piece of Chelev touches this piece that's 59 times the size, it's one piece. You can ask that piece. How can you ask that piece? Because everything of the chelev went inside that piece. Now it touches the second piece. There's nothing left. Elamai, you say, no, not everything went inside the first piece. Anything that goes inside the first piece, should be mutter. But now shishim. The fact the shach over here, how in the world can say this klal in the mechaber to ask you everything? The bishlam, you come home and say this to give chanan. And chanan, you come home to ask everything. But mechaber that holds this to give chanan. The shach and the mechaber, your klal should not be true. If you come along to say it asks everything in the first piece, you cannot ask the second. If that goes in the first piece, it matter first piece and the second. You have more shach, your klal is not always true. Numerous times not true. Come along, Kivagin wants to answer. He said that the Eilim should know, we'll get to Mubarichas, that really two sugis over here, the sugi of Chanan and the sugi called Iyash L'Soichtai. That means there are two different ideas. The kind of Chanan is how to b'shar v'shisha. That means the piece goes inside, the blias. Do you mishar only the bliya that went inside? That means the chelev went inside of the kezayis into a piece of ten kezayisim. You mishar verse ten kezayisim, mishar only the bliya of one kezayis. Don't say chanan, only mishar one kezayis. This should be called eifshel soichtai. That means the bliya went inside. It can come out, but that piece always stays to be also. You can never machshir a piece of meat. You can squeeze it out. The mechaba holds you cannot be machshir that piece. If so, said Kiveger, what am I for Shulchan? What will happen over here? This piece over here going to this thing is 59. It go into it. It go back over here into the chalev. You can't cash that piece. So there's a little mash you left behind in that piece over here. I'll ask that piece. Yes, sorry. And now the chalev is back to me. It's called the chalev. And ask the next piece. The next piece. The next piece. To me, the sugya, if the soichle will ask every single piece. Now I'm just telling the sugya of Chanan. That's how Kivager wants to answer the Shach's cash over here. From Edeshem, next time on Wednesday, we'll go through from the Sifir to the end of the Simon over here. Most of the Sifim over here are really brought down to other places of Shulchan Aruch. We'll try to stick to what it says in the page. Maybe a shorter time with Chabur over here. And it's sad, Edeshem, on Mocha Shabbos, we're going to have the Sudas or Sameach, Edeshem, in my house. It's sad, those want to. Ula became the end of having the pseudo of Purim Mishulish on Mosh Shabbos. He says, Ikish Man is Mosh Shabbos and Malach Malka together. Don't worry, we'll have enough of both. If you moisten, call the moisten, I know. And also, the time of Tosla Vyanim, I'm worried that maybe she'll go around to the Olam and whoever wants, Bezo Hashem. Shalom.
Shakoya.